Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the one and only Beverly Crawford. Come on, put those hands together. You know he lives. I serve a risen Savior in this world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. You.
risen Savior. He's in this world today. I know that he is living. Whatever men may say, I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Good afternoon, and God bless you, listeners. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, and the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. Certainly, we are glad to be here to share this experience with you. Again, it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And things may be bad, but it could have been worse. And so we give God glory, honor, and praise, for we are in the land of the living. For we have fainted unless we believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. Our call-in number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon. Certainly, we want to shout out our sponsors. We want to shout out Abyssinia. We want to shout out MPT Enterprise. We want to shout out Melanated Beards. We want to shout out Third Lounge. We want to shout out Grandma Etta's Quilting. We also shout out the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. God bless you all, and certainly thank you for sharing with us the Global Gospel Experience. Shout out to those in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, Illinois, to those that are in Canada, to Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Colombia, Brazil, Uruguay, Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Republic of the Congo, South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya, Uganda, Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Czech Republic, Hungary, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Pakistan, Australia, the Philippines, South Korea, and Japan and Taiwan. Thank God for all of you that are listening in. Certainly, we look forward to you leaving us a comment on our social media page or on our Blog Talk page. Certainly, we would like to hear from you. Shout out to the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Wiggins family, the Wilson family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Washington family, the Bradley family, the Brinson family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Bowers family, the Cox family, the Latham family, the Robinson family, the Natale family, the Fells family. Thank God for you, you, and you, our listening audience, and certainly to all those that I did not call. Certainly, we want you to know that you can connect with Global Gospel. We are on social media. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We're on Instagram. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. Certainly, we're looking to hear from you. You can write Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we are looking to hear from you. Perhaps you have a ministry that you would like to share with us. Perhaps you have a gift. Perhaps you have a message. Perhaps you have a talent or something that you would like to share with Global Gospel. Certainly, connect with us, contact us, and certainly we will be sure to do what we can to share with you and our listening audience. Our theme scripture today, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, it's our theme scripture always, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And so our message today is the message of Jesus Christ. We want you to know that, yes, Christ was born, he lived, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, but one day certainly he went to Calvary. Certainly he died for your sins and my sins and the sins of the world. And certainly, most of all, he got up on the third day with all power in his hand with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And certainly we came today with a message to let you know that you can have life and have it more abundantly. You may be down and out. You may be oppressed. You may be suicidal. You may be homeless, jobless, friendless, without family. But Jesus cares about you. For the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and evil. God knows your situation. Don't cower, don't faint, don't lose heart, because God cares. And certainly because here he cares, certainly we can cast our cares upon him, knowing that he cared for us. And certainly we are here today because of Jesus Christ. We are here today because of Calvary. Certainly we are here. This is the season that has been defined as Holy Week. And certainly we know that during Holy Week, we remember the passion of our Christ, of our Lord and our Savior. And certainly during this time, we want to take the opportunity to just share those events with you and let you know that, listen, this is why we are here. And so we're going to, this Saturday afternoon, we are going to share some music with you that reflects the season. And certainly we are going to share with you in word that reflects the season as well. And so at this time, we are going to take a break. And certainly I know someone has a question today. Someone needs some answers today. Someone needs their prayers answered today. And certainly, but we want you to stay tuned, and prayerfully the Lord will say something to encourage your heart. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Stay tuned.
Thursday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. But you know what? He's going back to his father in glory. And he's soon to come again. Everybody sing out.
Never lose its power. Certainly we are back, and certainly I'm sure you've read the headline, The Week That Changed History, for this Saturday afternoon. And I want to share a few passages of scripture with you on today that you can look into during your study time. First passage of scripture, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 11, verse 7 through 10. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And then I want to turn over to Mark, same book, chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchres at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Behold the place where they laid him. We want you to put a pen right there and remember, he rose. Stay tuned.
Dallas. Come on. I like the way that feels. Listen to this.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Overjoyed that Jesus loves me. Let's celebrate the Lord today.
For your tender mercy, God, we thank you for your words, that they are spirit and they are life. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The week that changed history, the week that changed history, and certainly we all know what time it is, what season it is. We know that it is High Holy Season. We know it is Passover season. We know that it is the time of Passion Week, of Palm Sunday, of Maundy Thursday, of Good Friday, of Resurrection Sunday, or as some refer to as Easter Sunday. But for some of us, and for certainly for the subject of the text, it is a trying week. And certainly some of us have had trying weeks in our lives. We've had trying days in our lives. Dinah Washington said, "What a difference a day make. 24 hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be showers." And certainly we know that 24 hours can make a big difference. An hour can make a difference. A minute can make a difference. A second can make a difference. But in the military, there is something known as Hell Week. And Hell Week occurs during the fourth week of basic training. In particular, those that are training to be Navy SEALs, it is more brutal than the other branches of the military. The process starts at sundown on a Sunday, and it ends at the end of the day on a Friday. These Navy SEALs, they get four meals a day, which consists of MREs, but is usually a hot meal. And certainly that is the compensation that they get for training in the cold, the wet, and the rain. But certainly it is vigorous exercise, running, and crawling. And certainly during Hell Week, many people drop out. I spoke with a Marine, a family member, and asked him, why didn't you just quit during Hell Week? And I was told that quitting was not an option, and it was not in their vocabulary. And they told me that basic training, while it broke them down, it taught them some things about themselves that they would have otherwise never known. But as we look at Hell Week, I found it interesting that a week long of pain and suffering and trauma and extensive, brutal physical activity and mental stress is not just solely linked to the military, but it can be found across the board in many professions. The term colleges and universities use for the week before final exams is called dead week, because dead week is a stressful time of all-night studying, of irritability, of stress, even vomiting, certainly because people's nerves can't handle the pressure. Students also participate in wild and lewd acts during dead week. And certainly in the world of theater and drama and musicals and plays, it is called technical week. And at this time, costumes, makeup, lights, and sound are readily available for rehearsal, for dress rehearsals. And it is during this time, during this technical week, that producers and all work out all the kinks and all the problems that could happen during final production. But in our lives today, we may have experienced Hell Week. We may have experienced Dead Week. It may be Technical Week. But whatever the situation was at that particular time, or you may be enduring it now, it was terrible. It was brutal. Certainly you did not know how you were going to make it through. And certainly not that you didn't trust and believe God, that you know that he can and you know that he will. And certainly we read the scripture that he'll turn our mourning into dancing and he'll give us beauty for ashes. And certainly read knowing that we can cast our cares on him because he cares for us. We know that man born of a woman has but a few days, and certainly they are full of trouble. And certainly we know that God, he will deliver the godly from temptation. And certainly we know that we have a high priest who is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. We know that 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand and 10,000 at thy left hand, but nothing shall come nigh us. For in the time of trouble he shall hide us in his tabernacle. In the secret of his pavilion shall he hide us. And certainly we know the scripture. But certainly the scripture in that moment, in that second of grief, of anxiety, of hurt, of pain, of shame, of sickness, that hour of death, that hour of bereavement, those scriptures may come to mind, but it's hard for your humanness to put it into action. And it's okay because you are human, and certainly we are allowed to have pain. We are allowed to have grief. We're allowed to cry. Our God expected us to cry. That's why he wrote those scriptures, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's why he told us all these things. And we know that life can get difficult sometimes. It can get real sometimes. But we know that we have to endure hardness as a good soldier. We don't know why God does what he does when he does, but we do know that God is sovereign. And so here in the scripture, this week started out with praise. People were praising Jesus as he made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Certainly, they didn't even want him to touch the ground. So they threw down the tree limbs and the palms and their garments, and they threw them in on the ground because they had so much reverence and respect and praise for the Lord Jesus Christ. But we know that after that Sunday, after he went into the temple, we know that he would be betrayed. We know that he would be denied. We know that he would go on trial. And certainly those are all things that we experience in life. We've been betrayed by family, by friends, and neighbors. We've been denied by the same. We've been denied by family, friends, and neighbors. We've been persecuted and accused, and people have brought false accusations against us, and they've lied on us, and they mistreated us, and sometimes we were misunderstood. Sometimes we were left for dead. But thank God there is a God that sees all and knows all. And then there, we know that after Jesus, he went through the trial and the persecution and the judgment, we know that he received a capital punishment, if you will. We know that he was taken to a cross, and we know that he had to die on the cross. And so the week started out with him being blessed. Blessed is he that comes. And they were crying out, Hosanna in the highest. But we know that the week was filled with blessings and curses, because by the end of the week, he would hang on a tree. And we know that the Bible says, cursed is he that hangs on the tree. So by the end of the week, it seems that the blessings had ended and the curse had come about. And certainly he was nailed to a cross. He was treated as a common thief. And certainly no one to stand up for him, no one to take his place. And certainly we know that he had a conversation with his God, with his Father, with his Lord, with his Savior, and said, if it be possible, and we've had those moments in life where we want another way around the situation, God, I believe you, I trust you to go through this, but I'd rather not go through this right now. I'm really not feeling this today. I'm really not feeling it tomorrow. It's too agonizing. It's too hurtful. It's too painful. But Jesus had a nevertheless moment. And certainly nevertheless moments come when you realize that God is in charge. Nevertheless comes when you realize that there's nothing humanly possible that you can do to change the situation. Nevertheless comes when you realize that you've prayed about a situation, that you've fasted about the situation, that you've gone to God about the situation, that you ask others to help you with the situation, and it seems like there is no changing the situation. It's just something that you have to endure, that you have to live with, that you have to go through it. It is a part of your dead week. It's a part of your hell week. It's a part of your technical week. But certainly for Christ, it was more than hell week. It was more than dead week. It was more than technical week. It was the week that he would save the world. It was the week that he would die for the sins of the world. It was the week that he would take on every sickness, every disease, every sin, every hurt, every shame, every pain. It was the week that he would carry the weight of the world on his shoulders. And so on today, on the day between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, we pause to reflect on all the things that have happened to us, all the things that God brought us through, all the mountains that he brought us over, all the valleys that he brought us through, all the rivers that we had to cross. And we can declare that it is true. When we passed through the waters, it did not overflow us. When we went through the fire, certainly it did not kindle against us. We haven't drowned. We haven't been burned out. Yes, we have some scars. We have some wounds. We have some mental wounds. We have some physical wounds. But we stand and declare today that we have victory. We have victory over the enemy, that as the soldier declares as they go through hell week, that, listen, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And certainly I trust and believe that God has something in store for me. I don't know what it is. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know when I'm going to feel better. I don't know when the pain is going to go away. I don't know when the shame is going to go away. But I do know that the thief said, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. I do trust and believe that God will remember me. God bless you. Stay tuned.
When on the cross of Calvary, the Lord was crucified, the mob that stood about him, they mocked him until he died. Two thieves were nailed beside him. Light I might see, Lord, and
It's good news today to know that no matter what you're going through, the Lord will remember you. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, if you want to give us a shout out on this Saturday afternoon. It wasn't the nails that held him to the cross.
I want to take your mind back to a hill called Calvary, where Jesus died, paid the price for your sins and mine. Anybody here know he died for you? I want to get the fruits of your lips. Do you know he died for you? To know it wasn't the spikes that they put in his feet that held him to the cross.
All right, we have a caller. God bless you, caller.
Yes. Good afternoon, Lamar Townsend. My nephew. This is your aunt Ruth Norman. I want to say the week that changed history should be repeated in the Bible class night. And all the other sermons that you may be doing, you need to add that in. The week that God changed history. It is so beautiful. I said I just can't pass this Saturday up. But
all right. Why,
you blessed my life today.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Amen.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
619-924-0800 is our number. Certainly you can call in.
We come tonight to tell you it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross, but it was the love of God. Come on, Mississippi man, let's tell us. The nails that held him to the cross. He could have
wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. Certainly it was love that held him to the cross during the week that changed history. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you. The audience wants to hear from you. You have a few minutes. You can still give us a shout out during this holy week. The next selection, because of the blood, and certainly we've heard from a few people on today. We started out with Beverly Crawford. He lives in the New Jersey Mass Choir, Oh the Blood, the Sensational Nightingales, Will the Lord Remember Me, Britt Jones, He Rose, Mississippi Mass Choir. It wasn't the nails that held him to the cross, and here it is, because of the blood. 619-924-0800.
Was more precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin, because of the blood. That he did not owe. What came from his hands, his feet and his side, was more precious than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. Most of all,
the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission of sin. 619-924-0800. Because of the blood, Ricky Dillard. We have time for just two more selections. We're going to take it back for you. Just a little bit, and certainly we know that that second scripture that I read let us know that Christ, certainly when they got to the grave, he was not there. Why was he not there? He was not there because he lives. And certainly many people worship things, they worship people, they worship idols, but certainly they are not alive. But we serve a God that is alive.
I can face tomorrow because he lives. Oh.
his son. Oh, they call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. By my pardon, an empty grave is there to prove he lived.
Because he lived,
oh, because he lived,
I can face tomorrow.
Oh, I can face tomorrow.
Is worth living just because he lives. Don't give up, don't quit, don't throw in the towel. Certainly keep the hymns alive. That was Reverend Cleophas Robinson. Certainly we have come to the concluding minutes of the hour, and certainly time flies. And so we thank you all for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon during this Passion Week. The week that changed the world, the week that changed history for us, the week that brought us life, the week that brought us salvation. And certainly we give God glory, honor, and praise for what he has done on Calvary. So what he has done to give us life, health, and strength, and let you know that it is in him that we live, that we move, and we have our being. And so we want you to be reminded, if you missed anything, you can go back and listen at any time. All our shows are archived, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Blog Talk Radio. Again, thank you, family and friends, for sharing with us this hour. And certainly we are going to pray. We want you to enjoy your Resurrection Sunday service wherever you choose to worship at. Just remember that God is not dead. He is still alive. The songwriter said, I feel in my hands. I feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me. But I'm going to close with this one song, and it is a question in this song. The question is asked, if God is dead, what makes the flowers bloom? If God is dead, what makes summer come in June? If God is dead, who is listening and answers prayers? I'm glad I know he lives. He lives. I can feel him moving through the trees in the wind and the breeze. If God is dead, who mends the broken heart? If God is dead, who separates the night and the day? And so again, we thank you, thank you, thank you for joining with us this hour. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you, oh God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. God, we thank you for this week. And certainly we know that some things may have happened this week that we'll never forget. Some things may have been good. They may have been bad. They may have been ugly. But God, we remember that this week you died for us. You were hung up for our hang-ups, God. We thank you that you went to Calvary. And certainly we thank you that you shed your blood for the remission of our sins, that there's nothing that we can do, that we cannot come to you and ask for forgiveness, that we cannot come to you with a repentant heart, that we cannot confess to you. And so, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for the plan of salvation, for the plan of redemption, for the resurrection story, for the Passover story, that we are healed, we are delivered, we are saved, and we are set free. God, we ask you to remember everybody everywhere, knowing that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. God, we stand on your word that by your stripes We are healed, God. So we walk in healing. We walk in victory without shame, without defeat, knowing that we are more than conquerors through you that loved us. God bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept. This is our prayer today. If we fail to ask you anything, God, please don't fail to grant it, because you search our hearts and you know the issues of our hearts. And certainly we thank you that the Spirit makes intercession for us. God, this is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Donald Vales, all the way back, 1970s. God is not dead.
If God is a day, what makes summer